Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fundamental and most frequently examined topics in GCSE physics, electricity. Specifically, we're covering topic 4.2, electric current, charge flow, and potential difference. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Electricity sounds complicated, but here's the truth. The core ideas are beautifully simple, and once they click, they stay with you. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to define electric current like a senior examiner, use the equation Q equals I times T with total confidence, and dodge the classic mistakes that cost students marks every single year. Whether you're revising for your mocks or the real thing, this episode is packed with exam tips, worked examples, and a quick-fire quiz at the end to test yourself. So grab a pen, maybe a piece of paper, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big question. What actually is electric current? Electric current is defined as the rate of flow of electrical charge. That's the definition you need to be able to write down in an exam, word for word, the rate of flow of electrical charge. Examiners award a mark specifically for that phrase, so don't say the flow of electrons, that's incomplete. Don't say electricity moving through a wire, that's too vague. Say, electric current is the rate of flow of electrical charge. Now, what does that actually mean? Imagine a water pipe. Water flows through it. That's like charge flowing through a wire. The faster the water flows, the greater the flow rate. In electricity, the greater the rate at which charge flows, the larger the current. Simple as that. Current is measured in amperes, often shortened to amps, and the symbol is A. You might see it written as milliamps too, which is thousandths of an amp. We measure current using an ammeter, which is always connected in series in a circuit, meaning it sits directly in the circuit loop, not branching off to the side. Now, here's a really important point that examiners love to test. In a single simple series circuit, a closed loop with no branches, the current is the samey at every single point. It doesn't matter whether you measure it before the bulb, after the bulb, or right next to the battery. The reading is identical. This trips up so many students who think the bulb uses up the current. It doesn't. The bulb converts electrical energy into light and heat, but the charge, and therefore the current, keeps flowing at the same rate all the way around. So why does charge flow at all? This brings us to our second key concept, potential difference. For charge to flow in a closed circuit, there must be a source of potential difference. Potential difference, sometimes called voltage, is what drives the charge around the circuit. Think of it like the pressure in our water pipe analogy. Without pressure, the water just sits there. Without potential difference, the charge doesn't move. A battery, a power pack, a solar cell, these are all sources of potential difference. They provide the push that gets the charge moving. Potential difference is measured in volts, symbol 5, and we measure it using a voltmeter, which, unlike an ammeter, is connected in parallel, branching off across a component. Now let's talk about the mathematical relationship that ties everything together. This is the equation you absolutely must know. Q equals I times T. Q is charge flow, measured in coulombs. That's the letter C. I is current, measured in amperes. That's the letter A. Time, measured in seconds. That's the letter S. So charge flow equals current multiplied by time. Think about it logically. If a larger current flows, more charge passes a point per second, so more total charge flows. And if the current flows for longer, again, more total charge passes. The equation makes perfect physical sense. Let me walk you through a worked example. A current of 3 amperes flows through a circuit for 20 seconds. Calculate the charge that flows. Step 1, write down the equation. Q equals I times T. Step 2, substitute the values. Q equals 3 times 20. Step 3, calculate. Q equals 60 coulombs. That's it. 3 steps, full marks. Notice I included the unit, coulombs. Examiners will penalize you for missing units on a calculation answer, so always write them in. Now, what if the question asks you to find the current or the time? You need to rearrange. If you need current, I equals Q divided by T. If you need time, T equals Q divided by I. A really helpful memory tool is the formula triangle. Put Q at the top, I and T at the bottom. Cover up the quantity you want to find, and what's left tells you what to do. One more thing on the equation, watch out for time units. Exam questions sometimes give you time in minutes or even hours, and you must convert to seconds before you use the equation. 2 minutes is 120 seconds. 5 minutes is 300 seconds. This is one of the most common errors in the exam. Students use the number as given without converting. Don't be that student.
Right, let's talk exam technique. This section could genuinely be worth several marks for you.
First, command words. If a question says, state the definition of electric current, you need a concise, precise answer. Electric current is the rate of flow of electrical charge. No waffle, no extra sentences. One clean definition.
If the question says, explain why charge flows in a circuit, you need to use the word because or show a cause and effect link. Something like, charge flows because there's a source of potential difference, which provides the energy needed to drive the charge around the closed circuit. That's an explain answer. It links cause to effect.
If the question says calculate, show every step of your working. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn method marks for correct working. Never just write down a number.
Now, the three most common mistakes I see on this topic.
Mistake number one, confusing current with potential difference. Current is the rate of flow of charge. It's measured in amps. Potential difference is the energy per unit charge. It's measured in volts. They're different quantities. Don't mix them up.
Mistake number two, forgetting to convert time to seconds. If the question gives you time in minutes, multiply by 60. If it gives you hours, multiply by 3600. Always check your units before you calculate.
Mistake number three, thinking current changes at different points in a series circuit. It doesn't. Current is conserved in a series loop. The ammeter reads the same wherever you place it. If a question shows you a circuit with ammeters at different positions and asks what they read, the answer is they all read the same value.
One bonus tip, the word amp is an acceptable alternative to ampere in exam answers. You won't lose marks for using either, but the unit symbol should still be written as A, capital A. Time for the quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Cover your notes if you can.
Question one, what is the definition of electric current?
Electric current is the rate of flow of electrical charge.
Question two, what equation links charge, current, and time?
Q equals E times T.
Question three, what unit is charge measured in?
Coulomb, symbol C.
Question four, a current of 5 amps flows for 2 minutes. What is the charge flow? First, convert 2 minutes to 120 seconds. Then, Q equals 5 times 120, which equals 600 coulombs.
Question 5. What must be present for charge to flow in a closed circuit?
A source of potential difference.
How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you've got the fundamentals nailed. If you stumbled on any, go back and reread those sections before your exam.
Let's bring it all together. Here are the 5 things you absolutely must remember from this topic.
1. Electric current is the rate of flow of electrical charge. Learn that definition word for word.
2. A source of potential difference is required for charge to flow in a closed circuit.
3. The equation is Q equals I times T, charge in coulombs, current in amps, time in seconds.
4. In a series circuit, current is the same at every point in the loop.
5. Always convert time to seconds before using the equation. This is the most common calculation error. That's a wrap on GCSE Physics Electricity 4.2. You've covered the key concepts, practiced the equation, and armed yourself with the exam tips that make the difference between a good answer and a great one. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, every mark you earn is a mark you've worked for. You've got this. Good luck!